Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned.
Come on.
Get started.
Come on.
Get started.
Yeah.
Get started. Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started.
All right, it is draft day. Bob and I don't know anything about the movie because we still haven't watched it.
Yeah, baby.
Badge of honor.
Can you believe, I mean, like, how many times have you come across that movie and you're like, nope, got to keep moving on.
Nope.
Like that group Missouri, their new song, Moving On. Have you heard of that song by the band Missouri? I think we played it a couple of weeks ago on a Way Back Wednesday. That's what I do. Every time I see it, I start to hesitate. And I go, nope, going to keep moving on. For those that don't know the story, we were at the Super Bowl in New York. They were bringing around people from that movie. They told us Kansas City wasn't a big enough market for them to go on with.
There was some lackey actually looked at their sheet and went,
oh, Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Your market size isn't big enough. No.
No, we're just now holding the Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift.
And then they walked off.
Yeah.
And we're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You
total
don't market your movie to an NFL city? Well, go bleep yourself.
Yeah, so we haven't
watched the movie.
And I mean, that is as petty Bob Fesco as you can get, because I am a petty SOB, as you know, Josh. I write people off
right away. That person was so rude.
Oh, it was awful. It was one of the worst experiences we've ever had, and we've had some bad experiences.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
We're not worthy of your movie?
Oh, okay, sure. Kevin Costner doesn't want to talk to flyover country. I bet you if they were walking around right now
shooting for Jennifer Garner, but
yeah, whoever it was at the time, yeah, right,
you know,
yeah. But it is today, I bet you if we're at the same Super Bowl right now, everybody wants to talk to Kansas City. Taylor Swift, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, the Chiefs. Hey, let's go, Kansas City. Number one NFL market.
No, we don't want to promote your movie.
Yeah, your movie's not good enough for us in Kansas City. So you and I may be the only holdouts on this, and maybe Jayhawk for Life, one of our listeners has kind of gone along with that ride. But other than us and maybe him, I think everybody else has probably seen that movie. I think even Spectre may not have watched a movie. He's petty too, so he may not have turned that thing on just out of spite as well.
I haven't watched it,
but I'm never going to spite watch that movie either.
Nope.
I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
No chance.
Don't care how good people say that movie is. Give me Jerry Maguire.
Okay, that I will watch again.
You know what? Just give me Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
If you think like, oh, you got to see Draft Day, it was really good. I'm standing up, and Josh is standing up for Kansas City.
They didn't think you were good enough.
Right. They did not. That's exactly what they were saying. Kansas City not good enough for the Hollywood elite.
So, which, not doing it.
On the heels of Jerry Seinfeld saying the movies are dead now, and as he's releasing a new movie about the Pop-Tart. Have you seen this story? Jerry Seinfeld is directing this movie on the Pop-Tart.
I'm in.
And it,
100%
and I was reading about it yesterday. It's about the race between Kellogg's and Post to come up with the first toaster item for breakfast. Like, I don't know if this is a joke or not, Josh. I honest to God don't know if this thing is going to be a joke or what with the Pop-Tart movie, if it's going to be a comedy, if it's going to be like a real movie, a behind the scenes look of, you know, what's going on with the Pop-Tart and the invention of that. But Jerry Seinfeld said, and Hollywood's Maddie, he said, well, the movie industry is dead. I mean, there's nobody wants to do this anymore. And nobody's watching movies anymore. He goes, I remember being a kid and we would all walk around and we would quote movies. Everybody would see a movie, right? If the movie was big, we'd all go see the movie. If the movie was gigantic, we'd all be there in the movie. If somebody said it was good, we'd go to the movies. people just don't do that much anymore. They don't go to the movies like we used to. And obviously COVID had something to do with that. But when was the last time a movie came out, like a new movie, where everybody quotes that movie? Is it Anchorman? Is it Old School? I mean, like, are we going back that far to find the last movie that truly everybody in every age range and every genre quotes?
Well,
I mean, Frozen's Let It Go. I mean, we all say that.
Saw it in
right?
the theater, too, is in the other caveat.
Correct,
right.
I mean, yeah. Nobody's really going to the theater.
If something catches
anymore.
Off at home now and streaming, I think you can get some traction that way. But
right.
as far as like opening weekend on a theater experience, no. It doesn't work that way.
It just doesn't.
Which is all right.
And to me, that's what makes live sports still so important in this country, because it really is the only thing that everybody does sit down and watch. It really is the only captive audience. You don't have to go to the movies anymore. In a couple of weeks, that movie that you want to see, you know, Oppenheimer and, you know, whatever it was, that law firm from Seinfeld, that would be released in a couple of weeks on TV. You
Which
can
is
wait
too bad.
For that, right?
I'd have rather not seen it. But
yeah, you weren't a fan of that, or Barbie, or any of these things.
It like, was available for free, and I wish it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that just get released right away to streaming. There's streaming options out there. Live sports is
op
truly
and boring.
Op and boring. I do. How could you say Oppenheimer was boring? You're supposed to like that
wasn't
movie.
Good. That's why. It's not a good movie.
I mean, God forbid you go against the grain with some of these things and people lose their collective minds over that.
But I haven't seen a movie that bad since that one with Pesci and De Niro.
Oh, that Green Mile. Not the Green Mile.
The Irishman?
The Irishman. Yes.
Terrible.
That movie sucked.
Terrible.
I mean, Spectre told, oh my God, this movie is so good. I watched the whole thing. I go, when's it going to get good? When's it getting good?
Yeah, The Irishman.
Yeah, that was
total
not a good
piece
movie.
Of garbage.
Yeah, that movie sucked. Yeah. Like, I forced myself through that because I think that was kind of COVID times as well, if I'm not mistaken. Like, after we got done with The Lion King, we were like, okay, what else do we watch now? Well, everybody's saying The Irishman
is
good.
Yet? Or is he still in?
The Lion King? I think he's still behind bars.
Tiger
I don't think he ever got out. No,
okay.
I think
he was asking for a lot of help and stuff. And I don't know if somebody finally got him a letter that would.
Know.
Get him out of jail or not.
I don't know if it is, but you know, about the live sports, that's why tonight is so, you know, remarkable, because it's a live sporting event that's not a sporting event, but yet it's a live sporting event that everybody's going to be watching. And that's how these networks now are making their money. Live sports is so important to the success of these networks. That's why you're seeing people outbid everybody. That's why you're seeing these streaming services, you know, spend, you know, oodles and oodles of dollars on live sports. That's why it's getting passed on to us, because they know truly the only captive audience left in America today is a live sporting event, whether it's your local baseball team or if it's a national NFL game or the draft or, you know, the NCAA tournament. That's it. Everybody's watching, and everybody's going to be watching the draft tonight. I mean, you and I sit here, and most of the people listening, after about pick, I don't know, 5, 10, maybe 15, you're not going to know many of the names that are being drafted, but you're waiting to see what your team is going to do. You're going to look at those picks. You're going to watch YouTube videos of the pick. It's a great experience, and that's why I think live sports is still so important in this country, because it's really the only thing that brings everybody to the TV set now. There's no more TGIF or must-see TV or things of that nature that they used to have. It's live sports. And so tonight we get a live sporting event that's not a sporting event, but by God, it sets the tone for everything.
No doubt. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology and the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. All right. What will make you happy tonight for the Chiefs? What will make you mad? What do you think will happen? 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, always open for you. For that and roadside furniture, of course.
Yeah,
this is always the case.
This is also your opportunity to text us and tell you what's going to happen. So when you say tomorrow, I called it, we have the text record that you did call it. So this is the way to go on record, and we'll give you all the love on the air tomorrow. If you say I called it and we can see on the text message that you legitimately did call it, we'll give you the credit, man. Yeah. Sign your name to it today, and then tomorrow, if your prediction came true, text us back from the same phone and say, I called it yesterday, and then we can see the text, because I think we can see the last, I don't know, 24, 48 hours of stuff that's been texted in. So if you want to get credit for calling it, today is the day to do that on the Jay Southland tow service text line.
Or you can just come out to the landing and then prove it to us with the paper.
Yeah, that's true. You could write it down on the paper. Yeah, that's exactly right. On the paper!
Yeah, this is the better way.
This is the better way.
I need stuff
though,
written. Firmly written down.
Firmly
not
written down.
Not handed to me on piece of paper. because someone else will get that piece of paper.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, again, I've been the advocate of this draft should be earlier every year. We've had too much time to ruminate.
Right.
And I think this week has proven that to me. Like, last week I just said wide receiver 100%.
Right.
They're going on, 100% wide receiver. Now I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they move.
Right.
I saw Peter Schrager's mock just came out. He had the Chiefs trading up to
19
and getting an offensive tackle.
Mims. So,
part of me says, oh, yeah, it's going to – it's wide receiver was always too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do something we're not expecting, or they're going to draft someone we're not expecting. Yeah, but I want sizzle, right?
Right.
I always want sizzle. You always want the name. If they trade up and get a tackle, are you really going to be excited? No.
No.
Is it something they need?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's their biggest need.
If they're going to get the starting offensive tackle in the draft, they can't do it at 32.
Right.
So they're going to have to probably make a move to do that. So it wouldn't make me angry or anything like that to see it happen. But yeah, I'm like everybody else. I want sizzle. Give me a new toy.
Right.
And, you know, no offense to a left tackle, but I want you to go do your job. I'd love to have a new toy here.
Absolutely. Coming in from the 913, Shane says Caleb Williams, number one. He's calling that
now. Good.
I love that,
good
Shane. Way to go.
That's really fantastic.
That is wonderful. The only thing that would tick me off in this draft tonight, there's only one way the Chiefs could aggravate me in this draft tonight. Do you want to guess?
They pass on Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers?
Well, I mean, if they have the opportunity to draft either. Yes, I'm thinking of realistic scenarios.
Oh, okay.
Here,
all right.
Josh.
Sorry. I'm still living in the unrealistic.
Yeah.
I'm still, if Marv goes off the board, I'm going to be bummed.
You're going to be bummed.
Yes.
I know. I will be bummed too. Yeah, I do.
I'm like, oh, it could have happened. No, it's not happening now.
Right.
So.
But there's one thing.
And then we're going to have to do 20 years of alleged trade with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Just like we did with Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Marvin Harrison Jr. eventually at the end of his rookie deal is going to come to Kansas City. And it's going to cost at that time probably $35, $40 million per year for a wide receiver with the way that the salaries are escalating right now. But there's one thing
okay.
that's gonna piss me off. If we get the number 32 in the Chiefs trade out.
Yeah. Those are always
that's the worst. They traded out.
Yeah.
I waited all night for this.
Yeah.
I lost sleep for you to trade out at 32.
It's a great 32? Event. You get the adrenaline, whatever, and then we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It'll make you guys happy if they move up.
Yeah. Like, hell yeah.
Early bedtime. Let's go.
You better believe it, my friend. And Peter Schrager did have him trading up to 19. And I said to you a couple weeks ago, the Rams are probably one of those teams where they have a confident NFC GM that could potentially make a trade, and he has him trading up to 19 with the Rams, and that is a very confident GM in the NFC, the Rams, unless Snead, and he doesn't give a rip about picks, as we know. So if the Chiefs want to move up to number 19, maybe that's for them.
That was Mitch's quote with us. Mitch Schultes, voice of the Chiefs. Yeah,
they
need to probably find a secure GM in the NFC in order to trade up.
Right.
We're going through the names, like, okay, the Rams make sense.
Less Snead, Rams.
Less Snead's pretty pretty stable, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for me, what would make me happy is if they found a way to trade up and get, obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunsdale, Malik Nabers, one of those three guys. I think those are the three best wide receivers.
Would send me over the moon.
Yeah. Like, A.D. Mitchell, if they end up drafting him, fine. But, that's not going to get me excited like those other three guys would, get me excited. But
something a little unrealistic then.
Yeah, that make me excited,
For sure.
Right? But I'll be excited with a left tackle too. I would be if they traded up to 19 and got themselves a mainstay at left tackle for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career. I'm in on that as well. I think that's something that they desperately need. So I think that's one of two things are going to happen today, in my opinion. I was talking with Carrington about this yesterday. I said they're either going to take an offensive tackle, move up to get that offensive tackle, or what they're going to do at 32 is take like Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. And
you go, all right, fine. Ladd McConkey, sure. He's reliable, I guess, whatever. Sure. That's kind of his, but the Chiefs really didn't have a reliable wide receiver last year until late in the year when Rashee Rice came on.
The name
right?
penalizes him, too.
Ladd or McConkey?
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. It just sounds like, I don't know. Just, okay.
sounds like a guy.
Sounds like a Mission Hills resident or a golfer.
Yeah.
Like,
Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
32nd
right.
pick or Mission Hills resident.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be fine.
Right.
But, it wouldn't give you the, oh, my gosh, they traded up and got A Dunze? Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Yeah. You go nuts.
Go crazy, folks.
Yeah. Right? Like yeah. Joe Buck said one time. So I just think those would be the things that would wow me. The thing that would tick me off is you wait till 32 and they go, and with the 32nd pick, the Chiefs trade back. They'll be picking Chris Jones tomorrow, you know, like they did up in Chicago that year.
One of the Chiefs' rivals, meanwhile, may implode themselves, and it's glorious. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
Mitchell to the Chiefs, it's going to happen. That from the 816. From the 918, Chiefs trade up with the Bears for Brock Bowers.
Oh,
they want that one
all
for
right.
the market. Yep. Told you so.
All right.
So you can give us the on record pick for yourself, 913-586-7610. Also, bear with me. It's far out, but probably most likely, maybe not, worth the drive. Three seat right. couch, East 50 Highway by Powell Gardens in Johnson County, Missouri.
All right.
Yes,
that's
there's
out
another
there.
Joco, that from Zach.
Right.
So,
But Johnson County, Missouri is a little bit different from Johnson County, Kansas.
East 50 Highway by Powell Gardens, three-seat couch.
Did Dana figure out how to get the lid for her Quick Trip cup yesterday? I know that was a big kerfuffle over there on KMBZ. Did she figure out how to get the correct lid for her Quick Trip drink?
Crazy. From the 816, my name is Chase from the 816. If I know anything, it's that Veach will draft a local guy to KC. Does it every year. Do you guys have anyone in mind?
Yes, I do.
Binkley thinks, but if you want K-State, the K-State tight end.
Yeah,
Binkley
right.
mocked the K-State tight end to the Chiefs. So does that count? Is that close?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, local kid, right?
Yeah.
From the 815, did anyone
ben
catch the... Ben Congress. Did anyone catch the afternoon show talking about age catching Kelsey again?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did they do that yesterday again?
No.
Oh, no. I missed that part of the show yesterday.
Can you give us the podcast? Though?
I can.
I quickly
downloaded. I don't know, Rob. I think the Chiefs probably should look to draft the tight end. This Travis Kelsey, he's really getting old. I don't know that he's going to be a producer much anymore. And now that he's got a girlfriend, you know what happens there? His focus is going to be off the field.
Washed.
He's washed. That's right, Carrington. I agree. Travis Kelsey is old, and we should probably trade him.
Well, you wanted to trade him when you were younger.
I did years ago. Well, he was available if somebody made the offer. Everybody but Mahomes is available.
From the 816, Raiders are going to have that big Penix energy.
Yeah, I do
they
like
want that on the record.
Yep, I do like that. I saw a couple of things where the Raiders trade up and get Michael Penix Jr. And put him at quarterback. I don't like that.
He's dealt with a lot of adversity to get here. He's grateful to be Washington's quarterback, and they know that every time he takes the field, he's going to bring that big Penix energy. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. Yeah. That's right.
Go for it.
Let's go, baby.
I've been pronouncing his name wrong.
No, I think you got it right.
That's Desmond Howard.
One of the best things McAfee's done.
McAfee. No, that's Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee's best line.
Yeah.
Like, I know he talks a lot, but he had dynamite drop in.
I guess I've been pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, I love it.
What's going on at ESPN? They got some kind of weird stuff going on up there because PK Subban last night, too.
You know, you think
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard. So the.
I like getting a D joke in the midst of your studio show. It's really good.
It's really good. They were showing like Jack Eichel working on his stick, you know, looking at it with a saw, and they were talking about being carpenters.
I was going to say, I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard. So the Dallas Stars lost game. They keep getting off to these slow starts in these series.
The transition.
The Stars
great.
Have lost game one 5 straight times, PK.
He was trying to get to the next question. He's like, I can't. And we're all laughing.
I'm not a carpenter.
But I carry a hammer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy.
The Bengals. Oh, yeah. The Bengals may be imploding. This is kind of great.
Who doesn't want to be traded? Can we talk about who hasn't asked for a trade
Burrow
right
yet,
now?
I guess.
Well, not yet he hasn't, but I mean.
But if they don't pay people and people want out.
Right.
If you're Joe Burrow at some point. Cincinnati Bengals, notoriously cheap.
Notoriously. Have been for years. Like, they don't even have, like, a practice facility bubble or something, right?
I think
right?
they have a bubble now.
They did get a bubble?
A bubble.
Okay.
But it took them a long, long time. They literally had an outdoor practice field under a bridge.
There was a time where the Cincinnati Bengals players were issued one pair of socks per season.
Correct.
And you had to use them for practice and games. Yes.
Literally... They've got a practice, and I don't even say facility. I don't think it's a facility. I want to say it's a bubble since Joe Burrow's been there.
It's just recently. That's why I was questioning, do they have it yet? Yeah.
So they're notoriously not up to the NFL standards. I don't know if they were 32nd on everything that the players voted, but you begin to wonder. So Adam Schefter, T. Higgins has requested a trade. Mm-hmm. No contract talks. Now in over a year.
How about that? In over a year, they haven't talked to that guy.
And Trey Hendrickson has requested to be traded.
Right.
According to Schefter as well, per league source. He had, 17 sacks?
Is that what it was, 17? Right.
He's a freak. Like, I wanted to find my next, and we did, Karlaftis, which is awesome. He's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So they paid Burrow.
Right.
They haven't paid T.
Nope.
Jamar Chase is coming.
He's not getting paid.
And Trey Hendrickson now wants out?
Hey.
Ooh, I like what I'm hearing.
I do too. This is implosion waiting to happen because these players are looking around going, we play for a cheap organization that's not willing to pay anybody to keep us here intact. And how are we going to keep this thing together? I guarantee you there is some resentment towards Joe Burrow from ownership in Cincinnati that he is so good because it's forced them to have to pay somebody. Mm-hmm. It's forced them to have to pay Joe Burrow. But if you're going to continue to have this kind of mutiny that's going on right now in Cincinnati, I don't know how you're going to hold that whole thing together. Everybody seemingly, Josh, wants out now of Cincinnati. You should be wanting into the Bengals as an organization because of where they are. I think right now on paper, everything being equal and nobody complaining about their contract, to me, they're the number one competitor right now to the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the number one team, in my opinion, that can go toe-to-toe with Kansas City because they're the only team that's proven they can beat the Kansas City Chiefs. How much longer is that going to last? Hopefully for our sake, this is over and everybody wants out and they don't give a rip anymore.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So, I don't know. T. Higgins doesn't surprise me. I mean, they haven't moved on him since the franchise tag.
Right.
Franchise tag usually means trying to trade you or we're going to work with you.
Right.
Few times has it happened now that you play out the tag.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And if there's been no communication.
Well, it happened with Chris Jones last year, essentially, you know.
And you're not communicating. Chiefs were communicating.
Yeah, right.
The time
with
Chris Jones.
Right.
If you're not communicating and... Higgins is like, well, wait a minute here. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's been a year.
I can imagine he wants out.
Yeah.
And that feels like something that could go down tonight.
Like that team is an interesting one to watch tonight to see what they do. It's going to be interesting to see what the Dallas Cowboys do tonight. I think it's going to be very, very intriguing to see if they go quarterback or try to trade up to get a quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see what Arizona does tonight, because I think they're opting to trade out. And I think the Minnesota Vikings and Matt Fleener as their head coach are the most desperate team from a quarterback standpoint in this draft, because they've got a good defense. They've got some good playmakers. They just don't have a quarterback right now. And I think they're going to be very desperate to try to trade up. And they may make a huge mistake by going after J.J. McCarthy. I know people like him. Not my guy either. I've not been sold on him. Again, my guy is Michael Penix Jr., and I hope the Raiders do not draft him. I like him and Bo Nix. Maybe it was because I watched a lot of Pac-12 football this year, Josh, that I like both of those guys. But I hope we get to a point where Michael Penix Jr. doesn't go to the Raiders, hopefully, but ends up being the best quarterback in this draft, because I think he is. I was talking to an insider yesterday about Caleb Williams, and somebody that knows somebody who knows the family, and the father still trying to get equity in an NFL team. And I was told yesterday, go back and look at the
U.S. Shoot your shot, man.
You do, but I mean, like,
at this point, it seems like you're out.
But is this how you're coming out of the gate? Is this what you're doing right now? Like, you cried to mom on the sidelines after a loss, and I believe that was the Notre Dame game. Go back and look at that Notre Dame game. They shut down Caleb Williams. You know who the defensive coordinator is for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish? You probably don't, and you're going to know. I know the name, but why it's significant. The guy who's the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame right now is named Al Golden, okay? I think he was the Temple head coach at one point.
Sounds right, yeah.
But he was an NFL defensive coach, right? And Notre Dame hired him to be their defensive coordinator. His defense bottled up Caleb Williams, absolutely destroyed Caleb Williams. And so that was like going against an NFL-style defense, and Caleb Williams couldn't function. I don't know, man. I think that guy right now is a big swing and miss for the Chicago Bears. It will be par for the course of what they do in Chicago at that quarterback position. I just don't think Caleb Williams is the guy.
And, you know, stepping back and thinking about it, there's no better defensive coordinator for Notre Dame than Al Golden.
Golden, right? The Golden Domes, right? It's perfect, right? It's a great, great name.
That guy.
Yeah.
If you're thinking wide receiver in the draft, better value.
Yeah.
We'll explain next.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the fight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 Tricky. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around.
Rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Join us tonight, The Landing in Liberty. 610 Sports Radio's draft party tonight at The Landing. The draft gets underway at 7. Jay and company probably on at 6.
Live from the D.
Character Concerns broadcasting live for the opening round. There's daytime baseball today.
I don't know if they're going to play that game today. Who knows? Maybe.
But then draft coverage tonight. The Character Concerns crew will be broadcasting during the opening round. The entire 610 crew will be on hand. Come say hello. Hang out at the Landing in Liberty, brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
You got it.
And fill out that draft pick sheet. It's available now at 610sports.com, or you can get it before the draft starts. You make your pick. Someone's going to walk away with $610 plus autographed Chiefs merchandise to give away. We'll see you tonight at the Landing in Liberty.
Live from the D.
Here on 610 Sports Radio.
That's right. Liberty. Let's go.
Liberty.
Have you been contacted by the chamber yet? I know it's this week. We've been trying to do this all week, right?
We handed them a marketing opportunity for the Liberty.
Come to the D and see it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no.
Do you think P.K. Subban will be a spokesperson for Liberty?
I hope.
You know, you think
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard.
If you're interested in wide receiver tonight.
And who isn't?
I can't say I blame you. And would you rather do that or the going rate?
Good Lord,
so,
the going rate is
Amon-Ra St. Brown signs yesterday, 4 for 120. That's $30 million a year. 77 guaranteed. That's the current price. $30 million a year.
$30 million.
I'm not saying he's not worth it.
He's a fourth-round draft pick. Don't forget.
I'm just saying that's the rate.
Right.
You got Justin Jefferson yet. You got Jamar Chase yet.
Oh,
you got
God.
C.D. Lamb yet. Maybe Brandon Ayuk. T. Higgins hasn't been paid yet.
Brandon Ayuk was celebrating something yesterday on the Insta.
Probably that contract.
Maybe it was.
yeah. So those all like pending. Ouch.
You're not going to get a wide receiver in free agency.
Do you want to be in the 4-for-120 range? Or do you want to draft a guy and worry about that in 5 years?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do, right? You let the guy move on after your 5-year contract is up or 4-year contract is up. But, I mean, that's the crazy going rate right now, Josh, of these wide receivers. It's just going to continue to go up, and
cheap.
Up. It's because, as you mentioned, Amara St. Brown getting paid. Okay, T. Higgins is next. Justin Jefferson is next. I mean, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, all these guys are going to be next, and each guy is going to make a little bit more than the guy who got paid before him. So now they all want contracts, right? But now maybe they're all going to say, hang on a second here. I don't want to be the next guy to go because the next guy can get more money than me. And so hopefully we'll start to see some of these guys get paid. I root for all NFL players to get paid because these organizations just rip their contracts out from under them, you know, with no moment's notice and take all their money away and cut them. So I root for all of these guys to get big time paydays. I'm really, really excited for Amara St. Brown because he's a guy who was drafted, as we said, in the fourth round. The other really good wide receiver in the NFL last year, Puka Nacua, was in the fifth round, and as Binkley has said numerous times, he was like the third fifth-round pick of the Rams in that draft last year. So you don't have to get that first-round wide receiver, but look, that's who we're enamored with. Nobody knew Amara St. Brown. Nobody knew who Puka Nacua was last year, and then they play in the NFL. They play well in the NFL. All of a sudden, they become household names, and so I'd love them to trade up and get Marvin Harrison Jr. I'd love them to get Malik Nabers. I'd love Roma Dunsdale here, but you know what? You can find really good wide receivers later on. Like, I think we've gotten to a point, Josh, in the draft in the NFL where if you're not taking somebody in the first round, he's not considered to be any good anymore, especially at the quarterback position. I think we're kind of leaning that way towards wide receiver. And if this is such a deep draft for wide receivers, that means you're going to be able to get somebody in the second round or somebody in the third round or maybe somebody in the fourth round that can be a playmaker for you. Just because somebody wasn't taken in the first round doesn't mean that they're not going to be a good football player or a productive football player or somebody maybe you can build an organization around. I know Tom Brady was, you know, drafted in the sixth round. Obviously now most quarterbacks are taken in the first round, but I mean, Travis Kelce's a third round draft pick. Chris Jones is a second round draft pick. Rashi Rice is a second round draft pick. Isaiah Pacheco is a seventh round draft pick, right? So you can get some really good players later on. You just don't have to break the bank, but that's what we look forward to. We all love Thursday night because we know some of the names of the players. Friday and Saturday when the draft is going on, how many people are going to be really sitting there in front of the TV watching every pick? Not a lot of us.
Just
Binkley, yeah.
Just Binkley. What are your best draft day cliches?
Because today's the day. I think there's a couple for me, and you can weigh in as well on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Plays well in space is always a good one. I do like that. I don't know what that means, but they always throw that out.
I thought
there,
as
right?
a kid I did too.
You did?
Yeah, if you're like in a little tight space, so you're like, this isn't fun. I can't play here.
Right. But if it's wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog loves playing in space too. Yeah.
Make better messes and stuff, spread out a little bit.
Right.
You're not confined. So yeah, plays well in space.
Plays well
like
in space. High motor. That's another good one that we'll hear multiple times today.
I never say that about like a vehicle.
No.
Has a great high motor.
No, it does not. No. No, we do not hear that at all. Son of a coach. Those are my favorite. This guy here is the son of a coach. He's got the work ethic. Okay, doesn't matter. I've seen sons of coaches not do well. Makes all the throws when they talk about the quarterback.
All of them?
All of them. Okay. Every throw he makes. We can't believe this guy was there. He was our top choice from the beginning.
Yep.
And that's ultimately my favorite. Every general manager today will say, this was the guy we've targeted all along. We've had our eye on this guy for quite some time now. We couldn't believe he was there when we picked.
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua.
You saw the video.
Yeah, right.
Sure. I love upside.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tremendous upside with this player. Just tremendous upside.
Right.
Give me some good football IQ.
Right.
Because, you know, most of the players in this draft, I believe, probably have pretty good football IQ to get where they're at.
Right.
Great value here. Give me a good value pick. I hate when they say a great, that's a great value here.
Yeah, great value in the fifth round. Of course it is. Yeah, everybody
and coachable.
Coachable.
Give me somebody who's coachable every day of the week. Right. Just coachable.
Yeah. This guy's a sponge. He's absorbing all of the information.
Yeah, takes it all in.
First one in the building, last one out. He turns the lights out when he leaves. Yeah. You know, all of that stuff.
Just tremendously coachable. And,
I love the one. This was our guy the whole time.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Thanks for listening.
We couldn't believe it.
Thanks, JT.
Okay, I got to stop talking.
Eric Berry, player of the week. JT.
2 days in a row.
Did you work last night again?
I did not. I went to bed at like 7:30. Okay. Okay.
I went to bed. I was like, you were on limited sleep last night or yesterday.
I get it.
Bob just said it.
Just said it. Yeah. Said it.
30 seconds.
I'm even looking at our rundown and I see it right there. I'm like, wow.
30 seconds. We'll do our top 20.
Great knee bender as well.
Great knee bender is always good. We'll do our top 20. We have numbers 8, 7, 6, and 5 in our all-time
list.
One
guy on this list may be at the landing tonight.
Casey draft picks. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a message of these guys may be, so there may be a Hall of Fame celebrity other than Binkley at the landing tonight.
That'd be nice. We'll do our top 20 next. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. JT Noah producing today. 913-586-7610. Your favorite draft cliches, welcome all morning long.
Mm-hmm.
Your this is totally going to happen tonight. Prediction
right
there as well. So we have, you know, documented. You can come back tomorrow and go, I told you yesterday on the show. Besides Caleb Williams is going one to the Bears, which is a good, I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well get that on the record. But what do you think is going to happen? This is your record.
Right. This is your record right now. You can't say you called it unless you texted in that you did call it. We can look at it.
913-586-7610 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line.
Oh, look, another top 20 list. How unique. Something that's never been done in sports radio before.
Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open, left side, caught. Kelce, caught around.
Here is the top 20 draft picks in Kansas City sports history. Presented by Fesco in the Morning, who realize that you think their list sucks.
Over to first in time. Runner going to try to score. Wild throw. Hosmer gambling that he could dash home.
Got a text from a friend of mine about the draft cliche. He says, with so much upside potential. And I said, yeah, you don't want to draft a guy who's already peaked. So everybody better have upside potential in this draft, right?
If you don't, you're passe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like he's a gym rat. That's a good one from the 6-7-8. Sneaky good is another good one as well.
And anybody with fluid hips.
Fluid hips, yeah. Good knee bender, all that stuff. You know how it works, right?
Yeah, I do. All right, the scroll has been unveiled again.
Yes, it has.
Our countdown continues to the top 20 best all-time Kansas City draft picks.
Yeah, coming in at number 8. And if you missed the other ones, you can check it out on the podcast page on the Odyssey app. But coming in at number 8 is Buck Buchanan from those 60s-led Chiefs defenses. Buck Buchanan is a Hall of Famer and one of the better defensive players maybe ever, not just in Kansas City Chiefs history, but in NFL history. So Buck Buchanan comes in at number 8. You were there when he was drafted.
Pretty hard to argue one of the best players in franchise history.
Yeah, so he comes in at number 8. Coming in at number 7.
Those were dudes who were drafted in 2 leagues.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got picked 4th in the NFL. Were you picked in the AFL too, Pat?
Yeah, were you picked in the AFL? And this wasn't like being drafted in the UFL or XFL or anything like that. So this was legit football back in the day.
He was the Chiefs' first round pick of the 1963 AFL draft. The New York Giants selected him in the 19th round. Hoping he'd consider them.
Right.
In the 1963 draft as well. So, yeah, two different leagues are fighting over you. Beat that,
right? Yeah. Coming in at number 7, Chris Jones. the second round draft pick that we saw out of Mississippi State back in 2016. I think Chris Jones has proven that he is on track to get that gold jacket, enter Canton, Ohio at some point in time, and has had a marvelous career here in Kansas City and will go down in the lexicon of Mahomes, Kelsey, and Jones. That's your threesome right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's your, those are the faces of the franchise during during this run.
Right.
So, fantastic guy that was obviously disappointed he dropped to the second round.
Correct.
When it went down.
Yep.
And what'd he do? Made up for it.
Made up for it in a big way. Big way.
Big way. So, and savvy of the Chiefs as well, too.
Right.
Able to get that guy in day two.
Exactly. Exactly. Unbelievable pick for the Chiefs. I remember being there in Chicago when that happened and him the next day upset that he was there. He was going to leave, right? He was going to leave the draft, and that's why there's only like 13 dudes that are invited tonight to the draft. But Chris Jones was going to leave. They begged him to stay, and the Chiefs immediately picked him up that Friday night. So yeah, good job out of the Chiefs and Chris Jones. Coming in at number six, show favorite, fan of the Chiefs, all-around good guy, and always wearing a tie, Willie Lanier. Willie Lanier coming in at number six, one of the great linebackers of all time.
He still just looks like a linebacker.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
He'll maul you with his hands.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
To throw, I mean, if he was, the Lance Zierlein right up on him would be fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moves well in space.
Oh, yeah. Fluid hips.
Works offensive linemen with superior hand strength.
Right. Yes. 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 Willie Lanier does definitely have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not want to say get in a stance. I'll get in a stance and I'll run at you and then you play middle linebacker on me.
Today he'd still crush you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'd just toss you aside.
Oh, yeah. Toss you aside like a rag doll, Frankie Valli. And coming in at number five, and there's a good chance he shows up tonight to the landing.
Really?
Bobby Bell.
Oh, wow. The great Bobby Bell.
Bobby Bell, who was like a Heisman Trophy candidate, played both sides of the ball at one time.
Long snapped.
He did it all. Bobby Bell, one of the greatest of all time. I still don't think people realize how good Bobby Bell was as a football player. He's made our top five of drafted Kansas City athletes. Bobby Bell coming in at number five.
40 sacks in his career.
That was just yesterday.
He was actually a second round pick of the Vikings in the
Minnesota guy,
63
right?
NFL draft, but seventh rounder, 56th overall. Isn't that funny though? Seventh round. Oh, man, seventh round, 56th pick.
56th pick, yeah. Which would be like, that would be the second
AFL
round
draft.
Today.
Yes, yes. So he was a Chiefs seventh round selection. I mean, sorry, Isaiah Pacheco, but Bobby Bell is a seventh rounder, too.
Yeah.
They don't get enough credit for that in the draft. You got this guy in the seventh. But again, drafted by two leagues, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just take my pick of leagues, please.
Right.
So Bobby Bell comes in at number five.
Number five is Bobby Bell.
Number five.
So I expect him to be there tonight. Also, another celebrity is going to be showing up tonight to the landing in Liberty, I've heard.
You're folding up the scroll.
Folding up the scroll right now. Here it is.
Don't. That's a little violent.
We'll reveal
there.
Our top four tomorrow. Another celebrity going to be showing up. Tammy from the Westin is expected to be there as well tonight. So a lot of people are going to be up there at the landing in Liberty to see Jay Binkley.
So, the consensus, is it Ladd McConkey? Is that where we're falling for the consensus pick, seemingly?
Like, if you ask me what it feels like the Chiefs are going to do, like, Ladd McConkey feels like he's coming to Kansas City, right? Mm. Do you disagree?
I mean, again, it's just a tough name. It doesn't. We got ourselves a Ladd McConkey. Oh, you did there, son. Oh, okay. Nice.
What if his name was Chet Stevens? Would that be better?
Maybe. I mean, might as well just Todd. We got a Todd.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey screams salmon shorts, golf, maybe a little lacrosse, and played tennis and lost and then yelled at the other player.
He was like a 3.2 GPA, did very well in school.
Right.
Was probably like vice president of his class.
Not a lot of adversity.
Not the president, but the vice president.
Right.
He was just kind of a likable fella.
Right.
And I'm not saying he can't play or anything, but just the names doesn't generate excitement, right?
Right. From the 417, go Chiefs draft picker, Lenexa resident.
You going to get a Ladd McConkey jersey, or are you going to go to Ladd McConkey Ford? I don't know.
Yeah, like, could be that, too. Could be. I'm really disappointed, like, the whole thing that he's not related to Phil McConkey. Like, and he plays wide receiver in the NFL. That's like, if you would have said it was Phil McConkey's son or grandson or nephew or...
Well, the kids will have to Google Phil McConkey.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, but he's not related at all to Phil McConkey. So...
How can that be? It's amazing, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's somewhere down the line that, there's lineage that he's related to Phil McConkey. But Phil McConkey, just Google Phil McConkey. Went to the Naval Academy, then played in the NFL, did a lot of good things. So he's the consensus pick. Like, I guess it was MSN or, I don't know, some website, compiled all of the drafts, all of the mock drafts, and found who is picked the most to go to the Chiefs at number 32. 14% of the mock drafts out there, which is the most, have Ladd McConkey going to the Chiefs. Mm. 13% of the mock drafts have either A.D. Mitchell, or Xavier Worthy, two wide receivers from Texas, going to the Chiefs. 9% have Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle from Arizona. And then 7% have Keon Coleman, wide receiver from Florida, going to the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's kind of the consensus of the mock drafts right there. And I'm guessing, other than Ladd McConkey, maybe none of those are even mocked to the Chiefs. We may see something that's totally out in left field for them tonight, or we'll see them draft Ladd McConkey at 32. I really do feel like Ladd McConkey, for whatever reason, and it's not because somebody told me, I just feel like that got Chiefs written all over him.
Okay.
Reliable. I was talking with Carrington about it yesterday, right? The one thing they really, really lacked last year was that reliability in the wide receiver. And Carrington's like, every report I read on Ladd McConkey is reliable. You can trust him. You can count on him. They didn't have that last year until maybe late in the season,
like,
with
what
Rashee Rice.
They need versus what we all want.
Right, right.
Which is like
right.
Like a burner, like a star. Yeah, I think Ladd McConkey is going to catch every pass thrown in his general direction.
Correct. Yes. Yes. From the 816, Ladd McConkey would probably recommend Burlington Street. From the 816, Ladd is using Kohl's cash this weekend for some new cargo shorts. Ladd McConkey would be a perfect Patriots receiver. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It does scream a little bit. White slot guy.
Yeah, of course it does.
This is the next, whatever Patriots wide receiver.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. Sorry, man. A little boring.
Right.
But probably solid.
Yeah, from the 816, Ladd McConkey's a third round guy that's blown up. Yeah, he's kind of that guy that you left football season going, okay, he's fine player, but now all of a sudden your people are talking about him as a first round player.
I would try Burlington Street.
I need more clarification from you on the text line, 816, last two digits, 5-3. Ladd gives me Chris Conley vibes. Why is that? Just because they both played at Georgia?
Mm. Maybe.
Because I don't know. I don't see the similarities at all, but I want to know why you feel that way. And somebody's trying to guess the final four draft picks. You're wrong on some of them. I will say that.
The final four?
Yeah.
The last four picks of the draft?
No, the last four picks of our Chiefs, Royals,
Kings,
Scouts draft.
I was like, yeah. Wow, you're really going for something here.
Yeah, no.
I'll tell you what.
If you're guessing the last four picks of the draft and you nail that,
you
more power to you.
And the three guys before him, I was like, that's pretty impressive. I was kind of waiting for that to be on the record.
Right.
Hmm. Hmm.
Ladd would have let Frank White know that Frank Bucks weren't realistic. Yeah, he probably would have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on down to McConkey Dodge Jeep in Liberty.
I think of a dealership. Yeah, in the D.
Yeah, in the D.
Ladd McConkey in the D.
Yeah,
Liberty.
Yeah.
So maybe McConkey Dodge Jeep Liberty will take advantage of our marketing opportunity.
Live from the D.
Ladd McConkey, the perfect receiver to line up outside of or opposite Don Beebe.
Yeah.
Maybe we're unfair. We're thinking Phil McConkey.
Maybe.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not related. Again, there's no relation. But Phil was pretty nondescript, too. Like, good player.
Good play was fine. I mean, I wouldn't write a book about Phil McConkey.
Yeah.
Like, he was fine. He returned kicks. And
yeah. He was a fine player.
He was all right. Yeah. Caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl off Bavaro's helmet. Not a lot to remember from Phil McConkey.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey arm wrestles random guys at frat parties. I like that. And then the 620, you can go home for the day. Well, they have draft coverage on Bally Sports.
Maybe. No, they'll be re-showing the game.
Kids in the Hall, I think, will be airing at that time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Interested to see, though, we were talking about rain. This is the, if I'm not mistaken, the only time Toronto's here.
Yeah, it is, right.
So.
Which I was surprised we didn't see like a sneaky, like, hey, let's schedule a doubleheader for yesterday.
Yeah.
Get this thing in because you coach today tennis.
Today and tomorrow looks not
the great. Whole weekend is going to be washed out, apparently, right? So you coach tennis, obviously. You got a meet moved up from today to yesterday. We've got track today.
Which is perfect. Yesterday was gorgeous out.
Gorgeous day yesterday.
Every event to
yesterday. Yeah, it should have been moved.
Yeah, probably should have. Probably should have.
Because, you know, the Royals are going to be in the pennant chase all year. The Blue Jays are going to be in the pennant chase all year. We're looking at a September game on a Tuesday or something that everybody comes back to Kansas City for.
Correct. Maybe it'll be a big one.
Unless they wait it out. There may be a window. They're supposed to rain a little bit this morning. Then there's going to be a window and then rain tonight. So I don't know how big the window is.
The Royals are heading to the D tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
Not Liberty. They're going to Detroit.
Live from the D.
Which is interesting because as Matt Cotrero, Royals manager, who joined us yesterday for his weekly visit, 9 o'clock hour. You can check it out on the Odyssey app or at 610sports.com. Told us yesterday, he goes, yeah, I was wondering why it was a day game in Detroit on Friday. Well, they're the site of the draft.
I didn't even put two and two together.
They're playing afternoon baseball in Detroit on a Friday because the draft is Friday night downtown Detroit. That would be pretty cool.
What a great day, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What a great day in Detroit because everything's downtown again. Everything's downtown because that's where you want to do everything. But you go to the baseball game. And then you walk over to the draft.
That'd be cool.
Nobody's working in Detroit tomorrow, right?
Live from the D.
Probably jokes about that anyway, but I don't want to joke about some, you know, town's economy.
Right.
But no, it sounds like a great twofer.
Oh, it's fantastic. Noon baseball game.
Yeah.
Well, no, it'd be, I guess, 1 o'clock, whatever the time it is, right?
Yeah.
And then you got the draft right after that, all in the same thing. The bars are going to be crowded. Like, that's what downtown baseball, Josh, brings
you. And you file out of there and you go catch rounds, you know, round two.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun.
It'd be great. It'd be so much fun to have the opportunity to do that.
Yes. Speaking of the Royals, just a nice win yesterday. Like, give me a hard-fought one-run victory every day of the week.
Right. It's outstanding, right? The two games in a row now, they have taken advantage of major errors. What was that Butcher doing out in left field yesterday? Now, that was his rookie debut. I understand all that. We can make all the baseball excuses. You got to make a play. So I was listening to the Toronto radio side of things when that play happened, and I think it was on the Toronto radio side. I'm almost positive it was. And they said, well, left field's the hardest position to play in the outfield.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And they were trying to like flower this up a little bit, and I'm like, okay, look, I understand it's his major league debut, but then but you still got to make that play. But credit the Royals for two games in a row now taking advantage of boneheaded mistakes by the opposition and winning the game. And I got to give it up for Zerp last night, man. And Zerp came in a tough situation with Marshy getting hit on the forearm like that, right? Hey, we got to bring somebody
Zerp
in.
Zerp and Marshy,
Zerp came in from the pen. And you know last night, baseball excuse, Zerp was cold. He wasn't ready to go.
True.
He got ready fast.
True.
He got ready fast and got out there and got the job done. Mm.
So
way to go, Zerp.
Day baseball today, 1:10 first pitch on 610 Sports Radio. Vernegut started today at noon, and we'll see.
I loved it. Everyone, when that play happened where Isabel got to third, they're like, it's his first time ever in the majors, and he's never played left field in his whole life.
I'm
he's a center fielder normally.
Excuse-making was just insane.
He's played outfield, though, right?
It's not like it's not his first time in the outfield. It's like you've played there before.
Right, So, the radio side of things for Toronto, I don't know who was on the call. It wasn't Buck Martinez. He's on the TV, but I don't know who, but they were really good. I enjoyed listening to them. From the 785, stadium campaign is over, guys. Actually, it's just beginning.
I hate
to tell you, it's just beginning.
They're not staying at the K.
Right.
Hate to break it to you.
Would have been over, had the opportunity to be over.
Nope.
Now it's just beginning.
It's just getting good. Just getting good. All right, so I'm going to pardon the, or you need to pardon the sound quality ahead of time. because this is audio that's 40 years old.
At least, right?
Howard Cosell, legendary sports broadcaster.
Howard Cosell do what?
In his day. Was on Monday Night Football. Was a... really, probably a TV columnist before there was such a thing as a TV columnist.
Yeah, he was very opinionated,
right?
Yeah,
which wasn't the norm. It is now, right? He'd be going toe to toe on First Take with Stephen A. right now if Howard Cosell was still with us, right? So revolutionary.
He would destroy Stephen A. Smith, yeah, by the way.
revolutionary guy in his day. He's on the coverage of the draft, like the TV coverage of the draft. Ripping the fact that he thinks the draft sucks and he doesn't understand why people want to pay attention to it on television. It's fantastic.
What is your opinion of the way the National Football League dips into collegiate talent every year?
I think Pete Rozelle should win a Tony Award, an Emmy Award, and an Oscar Award for creating the most overrated, over-propagandized annual event in American sport. He's got to be accredited as a marketing genius. I think it's simply wonderful the way the print medium joins in as the principal tub thumpers of this nothing event. And I also think it's remarkable that the fans up in the galleries can be so sold and so utterly naive and unknowledgeable.
This unremarkable event.
What would Howard Cosell say, like, now?
That is just a terrific freezing cold take, too.
Like, oh, this, yeah.
He should be lauded as a marketing genius. This event is the stupidest thing I've ever been to.
That is a great Howard.
Dummies up in the upper balcony who think you know the pick for the Jets are insane. Missed on that one.
Swing and a miss.
Maybe we still can't explain why, but we love it.
Yeah, we do.
We all love it.
I mean, look at this.
We all love this
scene that we saw here last year. It's insane. It's crazy. And it will probably get a higher TV rating than any other sporting event that is on tonight. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs,
for sure.
All of
not
that. The NFL draft will blow it out of the water. Yeah. And it's not even really a sporting event. It's just we're reading names.
Yeah.
And it will dominate tonight. And we will love every minute of it. Can we get a thanks, Coach?
We don't have time.
We don't have time.
No, okay. We got to get to Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. His thoughts on the draft. I think he told us before. We talked to him that he's like, well, might make pick 10 tonight. Of course, he works overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. He's got to sleep sometime. He'll join us next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.